This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Right back into your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Kirby is listening in, I believe, Waco to InfoFM KBCT. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I'm a political science student at Texas A&M University here in Texas.
Go Aggies.
And, oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, I've taken a lot of classes over kind of just the national government and also government bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know a lot of Americans kind of have an idea of how big our government is. But once you take a few classes over it, then you truly begin to understand just how large our national government has become, and at the same time how small our state and local governments have shrank over the years.
You think they've shrunk?
Well, I think in terms of dealing with certain areas of policy that they used to deal with, that the national government now...
Okay, I see what you mean. They've been right. Supplanted by the federal government. Okay.
Right. Now, in terms of invading our personal lives, oh, no, local and state government has grown by leaps and bounds.
Okay.
For sure. But, that's what I meant. And
the federal government is a leviathan. I mean, its tentacles are getting into everything in a bigger, bigger way.
I've heard numbers, and I don't have any way, I don't think anyone has any way of really proving this, but if you take everybody who works for a company that has a contract with a state, local, or the federal government, that half of America works for the government.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very scary, just in the sense of knowing. I mean, think about what bureaucracy do you interact with every day? The post office. You know, they're a branch of the government bureaucracy, and think about how many employees the post office, employs. Now, I'm not saying that the post office is, into kind of any nefarious schemes. They just deliver our mail, but I mean, the post office has so many employees. Just think about all the branches of bureaucracy that we really don't know that much about.
And oh, absolutely. The post office has one of the biggest employees, the total numbers of employees. It's
they're
huge.
Quasi-independent, just to...
And there are some things that go on with the post office that are very naughty. Like, for instance, they have a monopoly on first-class mail delivery. So
right. You
can't send a letter through UPS or FedEx unless you're willing to pay their ground rates. They're not allowed to offer a service that is cost less than a dollar. They're prohibited by law from doing that. Only the post office can offer services for under a dollar, and so they essentially are a postal monopoly.
But the post office has turned from a service to Americans, and I get in the Pony Express times it certainly was, but the post office is now really just an ad venue for car washes, pizza places, and other coupon distributors throughout the town.
Pretty much, I get that in bills, right? I mean,
that's all you get, and I get most of my bills I pay
online.
Online. Yeah. I don't use the post office. I mean, we can't come up with a better system than this.
We could if we wanted to, but
these pizza
we're not free
delivery
to.
Places, they get a deal on their delivery. They're not paying 54 cents or whatever a stamp is. You can tell I don't buy stamps. But they're not paying that.
Oh, of course. And going back to dealing with like UPS and FedEx and stuff, that's just the nature of the government. If there's a good business out there, the government's going to tax it. And if that business keeps moving, then they're going to break it up. And if it stops moving, then they're going to subsidize it. and that's just the way that's the way our government works as it is right now. And that's the only bad thing about political scientists these days is you have a lot of great men and women and academics out there who just kind of suffer the status quo, and they say, well, there's nothing we can do about this, so we might as well just go on living the way we are. And there's no, and I'm not advocating a violent, radicalism, but we need to get back to what our founding fathers intended the federal government to be, and that was to protect our shores. and stay out of our business.
I don't know what the founding fathers intended the federal government to be, but they certainly set it up so that it turned out to what it is. And I'm of the opinion that this that the let's get back to the Constitution stuff just means let's get back to what we've been doing all along. The Constitution has in fact authorized everything that we've got.
Well, or
I think
it's been
we need something
for...
new. However, if you were to try something new, then what you're going to find is the Hillary Clintons of the world are going to say everybody has a right to health care. Everybody. So, you know what we the only course here that really makes sense is liberty for everybody. It's you know that's what is going to take the liberals.
But not everybody wants that.
Well, some people want to stick guns in other people's faces and tell them what to do.
And some people want to be told what to do.
But as far as I'm concerned, they can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, they should hook up and make a little commune somewhere.
Absolutely, and they should leave us the flip alone so we, those who actually want to be free, can have that for ourselves, which is why we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get that ball rolling sooner rather than later and stop the excuses and get you know get active and move towards freedom in our lifetime. So there is a possibility, but I think you're right, Kirby, that most people... don't understand. They don't understand that there are other options besides just working within the system and voting for Tweedledee or Tweedledum.
Right. Well, and, you know, and like I said, you know, I'm a first time caller and a first time listener. But you know, listening to you guys driving on the road right now, I mean, I think you'll have a you've got a lot of great points. And you know, I support the free state movement as well. And
oh, great!
I just you know, I wish you guys.
Wait a minute. Point of information. Have
yeah,
you heard?
Kirby,
of
you're going to be a radical in about 2 months. Yeah.
Wait,
keep listening.
Point of information, Kirby. You said you support the free state movement. Have you said you're a first time listener tonight? So does that mean you'd heard of the Free State Project prior to us mentioning it?
Yeah, I heard. I've read a little bit about what's going on up in New Hampshire, and I think isn't there a free state movement going on in Alaska as well?
It was Wyoming, and it may
ain't really
not
much
be,
of a movement.
Yeah, it really may not be. I'm not going to call it dead. I will call it somewhat comatose.
Yeah, the only real free state movement is the original Free State Project, wherein over 10,600 people have signed and pledged to move to New Hampshire. Hundreds have actually made the move. We're three of them here on the show tonight, and have gotten active in various different ways up here. And it's really an exciting time. It's a great group of folks, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Kirby, glad you're out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue with Jordan listening in Yakima to KBBO. Hello, Jordan. Jordan in Yakima. Going once. Hey, Jordan.
Well, right here. All right. So basically, I wanted to comment on what you guys touched up on earlier about the government indoctrination system. I'm obviously
yes,
still part of it. Fortunately, I have a few months to go, but...
It was not obvious, but okay. So what, you're a senior in high school?
Yes, I'm a senior in high school.
Gotcha.
And basically, it's really sad to see that most of my peers will never, unless we obviously do something, will never see the ideas of liberty or never be exposed to them because... we've all been put through this rank-and-file system where you just have to go jump through the hoops and you'll be okay and you won't get in trouble. You have to do all this work. You have to be branded and told how basically to live your life, that all of this stuff that we have to deal with is normal, that people getting tackled to the ground for passing out pamphlets or using cameras or things like that is completely mundane and all this other garbage that we have to deal with. And it's very... very sad, but what I wanted to comment
on... It is sad. It is sad when your peers and others you care about are oblivious to the ideas of liberty and oblivious to or feeling empowered or less than empowered to do anything about the tyranny that they might be aware of that is surrounding them.
Well, what's even more despicable is when you try to bring it up, they'll use whatever they've learned in their confined little mental box to attack you, and you get suspended upon, and staff will treat you differently. It'll just make your life a living hell.
Yeah, well, the advocate of liberty is not an easy role to be in because people, you know, it's you versus the world.
Especially
it can seem like
in a
that.
School because, I mean, yeah. You know, the teachers, they have power over you. How dare you question that, you know?
It can really feel like you're all alone out there world full of statism. And that's one of the reasons I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah, because I feel like now I've got people, I can walk 5 minutes and I'm at the house of another liberty lover and there's like all kinds of natives around here that love freedom too. So you might want to consider that for when you get out of school. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, the Live Saturday edition.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. The website, freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. They're right there on the front page, last week's worth, and then you can click into the archives section, and that'll take you back to late 2006. All of it is free for you, and actually the Free Talk Live archives are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator's a world worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools, and they have more than 4,500 templates to help you design your website. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. There's a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support. Plus, your first month completely free at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're right back to your phone calls about what you want. Larry is listening in Florida to WFLA. Hello, Larry.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, live free or die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You were talking about teachers earlier.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, you have to remember that they're all government employees. They're the
The ones that work for the government are. The ones that work for private schools or homeschoolers are not.
Well, those are the underpaid ones.
Yeah.
Wait
a minute. You can say they're underpaid, but those people are accepting the pay they're getting, so they're paid what they're worth.
Wow. And I wouldn't say that the public school teachers are being paid particularly well. I mean, I have an aunt who's a public school teacher, and she definitely doesn't make that much money.
I don't know about that, Meg.
It depends on where.
It depends on where.
And remember, they're only working for, 180 days out of the year or something like that?
Sure.
I mean, it's not.
Actually, she's right. The people who work for the private schools are underpaid. The people who work for government schools, please, they are way overpaid.
Well, I understand where you're coming from in that compared to the government school teachers, they are not paid as much. But we don't really know what the actual market rate for a teacher is because there's not a true free market in education.
And that's why people will say things like firemen, police, and teachers all are underpaid or overpaid is because there isn't a market mechanism for deciding what these people are, what their jobs are worth. You almost never hear anybody in the private sector being talked about as though they're over or underpaid.
If I may say, you really can't compare the folks who are risking their lives to people who are standing in front of 3-year-old kids, or excuse me, 5-and-up-year-old kids.
Oh, I think you can. I think that the way the public school system is designed, where they can't send home kids who are a huge disciplinary problem, it just gets to the point where the teacher has no control. Once you have one bad apple and the other kids see, he can do whatever he wants to do because he doesn't give a flying crap. Once they see that, then the other kids will begin to act that way, and it turns into this Lord of the Flies situation, and the teacher's at a distinct disadvantage.
Well, wait, what was the comment about people risking their lives?
You mentioned cops, firemen, and teachers in the same breath.
Cops aren't. Being a cop isn't that risky.
Right. If they were really risking their lives, then they would be on the top list of top 10 most dangerous jobs. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, as a pizza delivery girl, I think I was a little more risk than any cop would be.
Likely true. In fact, the police, generally, they have a lot of officer safety provisions because they're really more concerned about their own safety than they are you.
It costs the taxpayer a lot of money if a police officer gets hurt on the job. They don't want that happening.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right. There's a whole bunch of police officers who are on disability who shouldn't be, but that's I have a second point, if I
sure,
may.
Sure, go for it.
You were mentioning about the lords in government.
Lords, yes.
That was a while back. I've been on the phone for a while. This young man, Reggie Bush, who had to give back his Heisman Trophy because he took a couple of dollars over and above his scholarship. Now, in the same token, shouldn't the president have to give back his Nobel Peace Prize for engaging in two different wars at the same time?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Just one war, I mean, what the heck?
Apparently the Nobel Peace Organization, the folks that award that don't really care about that sort of thing, though. But I agree with you that certainly what you're saying makes sense. It's an insult to peace.
They gave the idea of Barack Obama a peace prize.
Not the man.
You're absolutely right.
Larry, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Well.
Thank
Maybe
you, sir.
Santa Claus will get the next one.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. I believe we've got Blair on the line listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Blair.
Good evening.
Hi, Blair. What's on your mind?
Well, y'all were talking earlier about the Postal Service and federal government agencies and such. And I just want to point out the Post Office is a for-profit nonprofit. We don't give government money.
Well, that's not true.
Okay, yeah. So the post office gets reduced rents on its buildings. The pension
free rents in many cases.
What's that? Free rents. Which, by the way, if I ran a business and I got free rent, like that would change my competition against the my status against the competition by a huge extent. Post office has huge buildings.
I'm in postal management, and I haven't worked in a building that we got for free yet.
Yeah, well, there are some post offices that pay rent, like in smaller towns and things like that. They pay rent. But some of them are owned wholesale by the federal government, and they're not paying anything for those.
No, we own all our own property now. In fact, we were buying property, but we quit because we're out.
Who pays for the pensions?
We do.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that the federal government bails you out.
Has an exhaustive report on all the spiffs and bonuses and benefits that the post office gets. And I mean, like, not to mention the fact that you guys have a monopoly on first class mail delivery. That if I decided to open up a business, just like Lysander Spooner did back in the 1870s, that the government would come with men with guns to shut me down if my business had to do with delivering mail for less than $1 a letter.
Yeah, I believe Ed Hudgens from Cato wrote a lot of good stuff about that.
Say what, Blair?
It's against the law right now. You're correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, who else can go to every house every day for what we charge for a first-class letter?
Maybe that's the problem. I mean, you're like, really, when it comes down to it, what kind of sense does it make that I'd charge the same thing for delivering a letter across town as I am from delivering it across the country? I mean, what kind of market mechanism are you guys getting? Price mechanism are you guys getting? I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well, we don't get anything. I mean, you're right.
So do you support then, Blair? Do you support ending the monopoly of the post office and opening it up to a competition?
Well, it's already started.
Well, no. You still have a... What do you mean by it started?
We gave away the lucrative part of the business. We gave away the express...
To the internet?
Gave away express to what?
To FedEx, UPS, DHL, and all the...
Well, wait a minute. What you mean by gave it away, you mean that the post office actually contracts with FedEx to deliver overnight packages and things like that?
We contract with FedEx to fly our express because we're not allowed to own airplanes for the transport of mail. It'd be a monopoly. Sounds like an oxymoron, but that's the way it is.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He claims that the post office is getting its pension money from their own funds. I don't believe that's true. I think that's the federal government that's been bailing them out on that one. More coming up. You can take control, and it's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. app, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Enjoy those, and they're all on us, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internships include a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up to receive updates and reminders. If you're a college student or know a college student, this is a great opportunity. It's not like there's going to be jobs falling from trees this summer. And libertarian internships can get them a job in organizations where they can get hired. Many interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, Cato Institute, many more. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want, and we'll go to Pierre, listening in Virginia Beach to WTAR. And by the way, big news for our listeners. Not WTAR. It's not Virginia Beach. And maybe, I don't know. Pierre, are you listening to WTAR?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's what I thought. It was Norfolk, Virginia Beach, right next door to one another.
Yeah.
WTAR, by the way, going to be taking the Free Talk Live weekday program starting on Monday. So you guys are going to be able to listen all week long from 7 to 10 o'clock whenever there's not sports on. So big news for you guys out there. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, here's a question that I have. See, you know how they have the policy about the don't ask, don't tell in the military, and I have no problem with homosexuals in the armed forces. I mean, I used to be a veteran in the United States Navy, and there's no issue with two men being together or two women, whatever, but here I feel is unfair for those that are straight is that the main reason why you don't have women in infantry and women being in the men's dorm and vice versa is because they feel as if relationships, especially if you're in the same command or whatever the case is, that if you're together, you can compromise the mission because of the fact that the relationship may go sour over time or whatever the situation is. So now, here you have two men that can now be together or two women that can be together, but yet, for those that are straight, they still have some sort of blockage towards them. So if you're going to have men and men being together openly and women being together openly, can now women join the infantry? Can now men and women sleep in the same dormitory?
Women have basically joined the infantry. Women can, there's all kinds of situations where women are currently on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq in what they call support roles, and that means that they're behind the machine gun in a Humvee. I mean, that's not something that's not happening.
Yeah, and I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to the idea of men and women serving, being able to be together while, you know, on the field, because the war first started up and I was reading, like, all these horrible stories, there were a lot of rapes of women. Like, women were dying of thirst because they wouldn't drink before bed so that they wouldn't go to the bathrooms because the men were raping the female soldiers.
I saw something on that recently where it was, like, one in three women or more than that were had been raped in the military.
Yeah, so just let them, you know, sleep together if they want, and then maybe, you know, the incentive to get off any way possible for the guys might go away for some of them.
Well, the thing that I'm asking is that could they then make a new policy for men and women to be together? For example, I worked in the aviation field working on aircraft engines, and when I lived on the base, we had this nice, you know, large building, and they had one for just the guys and then a separate building for just the girls. And after 10 p.m., girls couldn't be in there and vice versa for the women's building. So when you have strict enforced rules with men and women being together, especially after certain hours, but yet here you have next door two guys can be a couple and they can have a good time, but yet the straight men and the straight women.
Well, I highly doubt that the two men will be having a good time in the barracks. I mean, that seems pretty unlikely.
Right, aren't these open dormitory rooms?
Of course, not openly. Of course, it's not as if they're going to be like holding hand in hand and going inside, but the things that they can actually engage in relations.
Well, wait a minute. You're either open or you're not. So you're talking about they would have to go and hide somewhere to engage in relations, right? Because they're not going to be doing it right out in an open bunk area.
Well, no. The way that it works, in that's only in a boot camp. It's like open bunks. The way it is in the barracks is that it's just like a motel where you have, you know, one room only can hold two people.
I see.
Like a motel style is how the barracks is once you're outside of boot camp. It's not open bunks or anything like that.
So this is kind of like the argument that we shouldn't legalize marijuana because somebody might drive while stoned, because these are two separate, unrelated incidents. You can regulate whether or not people are allowed to participate in certain activities, no sex after 10, and that kind of thing, whether or not, you allow people to openly state that they're gay without any kind of trouble. I mean, hundreds of people were ridden out of the military during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell time frame, which is still going on until, I think it's next month or something like that. But they were ridden out of the military because of their orientation, because somebody decided they knew or they said something that they let something slip. That kind of thing, and I think that's the kind of discrimination that they're trying to get rid of. But I think that the main problem with the United States military is that they have a situation where people can't leave. You can't, like, unlike any other job in the United States, you can't say, look, I'm sick of this crap, I'm ready to go home. And
you're an indentured servant.
Yeah, you contract away your life for 8 years, and even if it's a 4-year contract, you still have another 4 of active ready reserve or something like that. So it's 8 years for everybody. And then you have people that they're stuck. And so they act differently because they're slaves as opposed to free people that can leave.
Yes, very true, very true.
Pierre, thanks for the thoughts and the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I just think that whole problem could be solved if we didn't have, you know, wars going on and military.
Absolutely. I see no reason to have the military at all. I think that all it does, and the founding fathers, some of them would have agreed. I mean, they
understood. Many of them did not want a standing military.
Yeah, they understood that having a standing... They understood that having a standing army means that that would be used for things, and it would be used for not good things, like invading countries and killing people and stirring up hornet's nests around the world.
Right. The reason that people that are in the Middle East want to kill the United States, some of them, or kill people in the United States, is because of what the United States military has been used for by its politicians.
Okay. So, by the way, just to rewind slightly back to our caller a little earlier, someone called in to talk about the post office. He was a post office employee, and he was defending the idea that the post office, yes, he admitted they do have a monopoly on first-class mail, but he was defending the idea that they're all, you know, self-funded. We do this on our own. We're paying our own pensions, et cetera, and so on. And I don't have the claim to back up my, or I don't have the evidence to back up my claim about the government bailing out their pensions, but I do have this story from a few months ago. From DailyFinance.com, the United States Postal Service delivered bad news on Thursday, reporting a $3.5 billion loss for its fiscal third quarter due to lower revenues from the continuing drop in mail volume and increased costs from retiree health benefit expenses. The USPS lost $1.1 billion more than it did during the third quarter of 2009. And I was actually, as I was Googling around for stories about the post office budget, you can find stories from 2008 and 2009 where there are several billion dollars in the hole in those years. And so they're saying that in 2010, this is again third quarter 2010, I don't have anything that more recent than that, but in third quarter 2010, they're saying the USPS lost even more than it did, $1.1 billion more than it lost in the third quarter of 2009. So things are not turning around for the post office.
I've got numbers here that say the average postal employee makes $85,000 a year, and I don't know how old that information is. It's from the Cato Institute at Cato.org. But I mean, how in the world are you trying to tell me that this is a normal, just your average business, $85,000 per employee?
So they are in the red, and there's only one way for them to get out of that, and that is the relief they are seeking from Congress.
Bail out or really make them a private business.
1-800.
If they were really a private business, they'd have gone under a long time ago.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. As little as $3 a month, that's all that we ask, and you get perks. You get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. You can get those details, but most importantly, that money is reinvested into the show. It is not money that goes into a paycheck or something like that. It is actually put right back into the program. We use it to market the show, to get on more radio stations, to expand the show on our existing stations. Like I mentioned, WTAR there in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, and I need to learn my geography a little bit better. It's a monster signal, 25,000 watts at night, 50,000 watts during the day.
That's as big as they get, right?
50 for 50, an AM station? Yeah, 50 is as big as it gets. So yeah, WTAR coming on board for weeknights starting on Monday night, which is very exciting. So thank you to all of our listeners there in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. And thanks to our amplifiers for making it possible, making our expansion possible. We now are on 90 radio stations from coast to coast. And it's all thanks
to coming, too.
Right. It's all thanks to listeners like you. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get on board with that as we continue here. Oh, we're going to get right back to your phone calls. But, Meg, you had something additional to share about the postal bureaucracy and their monetary situation. The claim earlier from a postal employee was that, no, there's no Congress isn't involved. They're not sending us taxpayer dollars. It's all self-funded.
Well, he was saying it was a private business or something like that. And there certainly have been private businesses that have been bailed out recently. And I wouldn't say that would make them less private. But I suppose lots of people are calling General Motors government motors.
On the operating side, as we pointed out a few moments ago, on the operating side alone, they are in the black. Are they in the red? Excuse me, by billions of dollars, $3.5 billion loss in just the third quarter of 2010 alone. So they're continually losing money, and they're losing more and more as the years go by. And on top of that,
So this article says that the post office has already borrowed roughly $13 billion from Uncle Sam, and at the end,
nobody else is going to give him a loan.
At the end of 2009, they had $33.5 billion in outstanding liabilities and another $54.8 billion in unfunded retiree health and pension obligations.
$54 billion.
Like $80-90 billion in the red.
Oh yeah.
That's just your normal business there. No big deal. That's pretty average. The gentleman, I can't remember what his name was, but he stated some things that were kind of slippery, and I didn't, ask him about it. We were getting close to a break, so maybe I should have. But he said that, he had never worked in a building where they had free rent. and he's in management.
That's
that doesn't mean that he doesn't know about a building where they had free rent, nor does it mean that the building that he was in didn't have artificially low rent where they paid, you know, a dollar a year or something like that, or, you know, any kind of artificially low rent that the federal government might have given them with one of their buildings.
Right.
So, and also, you know, the post office, when it was spun off to be a private business, did they buy all those buildings from the federal government? Or did the federal government just say, hey, take the buildings, take your stinking pensions, and get out of here? You know, obviously, the post office is, you know, it's constitutionally mandated. But when you're talking about the end of the 18th century, when everything was delivered on horseback and in wagons, it's entirely different than it is today at the dawn of the 21st century. We can deliver things back and forth without the government subsidizing some giant monolith that can remain with its head above water, $90 billion in the red. We don't need them anymore. Things will get delivered back and forth. Sell off the buildings that they own, sell off the equipment, sell off everything. We don't owe them anything.
1-800-259-9231. James is listening in Charleston. What's on your mind tonight, James? You're listening on WSC-FM in South Carolina.
Yeah, I was just listening on my drive home from work, and I was hearing the gentleman speak about that teachers are overpaid. My wife is a teacher, and she used to live in New York before we moved to Charleston, South Carolina.
City?
There is, I'm sorry?
City?
New York City, you mean?
No, upstate New York, actually, the Binghamton area.
Okay, got it.
And there's a very large difference between states, and it's dramatic, actually. She took a $7,000 pay cut to come to South Carolina because that's where I was residing and going to school.
So what's she making per year?
$40,000 right now. So she should be making about $47,000 up in New York. But the interesting thing is not necessarily.
That's over $200 a day.
Yeah, $40,000 isn't bad pay. I mean, it's a lot more than the average American makes, and she also gets her summers to herself, and she's off by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
No, that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
She's in there by 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She stays 4 out of the 5 days a week. They stop getting paid at approximately 2:10 in the afternoon.
Hmm.
But 90% of those teachers have to stay there because they don't get any free periods during the day.
Yeah.
So my wife gets one planning period, but she literally stays with the kids from 7 o'clock in the morning straight through until 2:10. So it's really not like a job. It's more like babysitting.
I know people who work 12-hour days.
I totally agree with you that it's a government babysitting service.
I know people who work 16-hour days. I mean, they on a regular basis. So.
And since when are kids getting out of school at 2:10? That was like a half day for me.
Well, but they're in at 7.
Yeah. Now the government has kids going in so early that they can't possibly. Imagine what you would try to be learning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be trying to stay awake, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just makes it makes it crazy.
Look, there's
kids.
No doubt that
it's a disaster. I don't think the teachers are to blame for this problem, but I do think that that the teachers' union has made it so that, you know.
There is none.
There may not be in South Carolina.
No, there's none in South
I understand,
Carolina.
And it buoys the rates that that teachers get across the nation. So if they're paying $47,000 in New York and they're paying $25,000 in South Carolina, they're never going to be able to attract people because everybody's going to want to go to New York. So when you're talking about public service unions for teachers in other states, in most states, it then buoys up the rates that teachers get paid at public schools all across the nation.
That will never happen in South Carolina. As a matter of fact, all the teachers it depends on the district or on the county, but either the teachers are on a salary freeze or they have been given up to 5 furlough days. So they're losing salary.
Across America, people are taking 10% to 20% pay cuts. Lots of employees are doing that. I mean, it's a down economy. There's no reason. My heart does not call out in longing for your wife because there has been a pay freeze.
No, of course not.
I'm just saying America's suffering, and one of the reasons it's suffering is because employee pensions and public service unions have driven up costs and regulations. congratulations for all the things that it is that they've done. It's not the individual fault of each teacher, but it is the problem of the bureaucracy as it exists, and the fact that we as American citizens really have no recourse. I don't have anything to say about what the teachers in my town are paid, even though my taxes go to pay them. So when you have the boss divorced from the the rate that the employee is paid, you're going to have a problem.
I get you. I understand that. Now, the one other interesting factoid is that there is also an organization, I think it's called ISS. I don't remember the exact name for that three letters, but it's an organization that actually hires teachers for private schools that are around the world. And the interesting part that I find so amazing is that there are private schools that are established in countries around the world, China, Thailand, not necessarily the United Kingdom, but like Vietnam, Korea, Chile, Argentina, and all of these private schools, there are people that are paying $20,000 to $30,000 for their child to attend these private schools because they admire American education.
Oh, yes. America leads the world in education.
What?
Yeah, but Americans
don't
like that.
When it comes to higher education.
They really don't, if you think about it. But Americans look at what teachers are doing, and they either think they get paid too much, or they think that the kids aren't getting enough. But yet there's countries that want to bring their students here, went to go to college, but they have to have the American education. So I just find it odd that America sometimes downtrodden on American teachers, but yet there are countries that are willing to pay $40,000 to pay the teacher and then pay their room and board electricity and their flights to and from to bring an American teacher to teach to their students.
Right, and this is a private situation where people decide what they want to pay. And that may very well work in the marketplace. And this is the point that I made to the other gentleman, is that we don't know what teachers are worth because the government's involved. And if the government got out, maybe there'd be fewer teachers and they'd all get $150,000 a year.
Or maybe they
don't know because, the government mandates how many teachers you have and all this other
stuff. James, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Or maybe they'd get less, but they'd be happier because they could teach how they wanted to, where instead of following this one-size-fits-all government curriculum. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.